Hello, and welcome to your favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is April's recap. And we are so prepared for the summer and day drinking and the sunshine. God. And it's been a month, but I say that every month. So
you do. We both do.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Moo.
Moo Moo is on the video today. Girly girl. Okay, so let's talk about what we're drinking.
Well, we're going out later, so I didn't want to go out just to specifically buy a coffee. And I made one at home, and it's shit. So I'm not even drinking it. I just need to set up my espresso. I know.
That you are a coffee connoisseur, and you can't make your own coffee.
I can't. Yeah. This is why I go to places to have them make it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise it's a disaster.
Yeah.
I try so hard and it's just not good. But it's also, I'm using like K-cups and they're just not that strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's the amount of TikToks that I have saved for when I hook up this Nespresso. Like, watch out.
Girl, we got to get your Nespresso hooked up.
It's going to be
amazing. And
I'm telling
you right now, you just go plug it in. You're going to figure it out. It's not hard.
I know. You know what intimidates me? Like the foamer. I'm like, how do I use this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, this looks like more work than I anticipated.
Yeah. But it's, you'll see. We'll get it set up for you.
You'll have delicious iced lattes for the summer. Exactly.
Speaking of, I didn't make my coffee yet. Because we are actually recording in the morning, which we never do anymore. So I have my coffee ready on the Nespresso. It's cooling. Mm-hmm. So I got my espresso pod. And then I'm just going to froth up some almond milk.
Very nice.
Make a nice latte.
Very nice.
So to be determined if it's good or not.
It probably is. Probably better than mine.
Yeah, probably.
Mine's shit. I took like 3 sips and I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, no.
I can't do this to myself.
No, you can't. You can't. And it's better to just wait for the deliciousness.
I know.
So other than that, tell us something exciting that happened to you this past week. Or that something happened. Not exciting.
It's already been like, it's only like 9:30 this morning and I feel like I've already had a day. I feel like I've already lived like 3 lives.
I think that's being a mom.
I think so too. And I'm like exhausted every single day of my life. But I bought like these really, this is one of them. I bought these like really cute oversized tees from Old Navy. And the first one I bought was a really pretty like lilac color.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting stains on it. And now one like stuck on my shirt. And then this morning I got coffee on it. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to take this off and we're just going to try again another day. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go online and just order a new one. And of course, they're sold out of my size.
Exactly what t-shirts you're talking about because I have the gray one.
Yeah.
And it's like slightly like distressed, but not really, just like at the edges. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's
so. And they wash really nice too. This detergent. It's like, it's specifically for like kids' clothes, but you can use it on adults' clothes. It's called like Messy Eaters. And I've seen like reviews that people said I've put it on stains that have already been washed and it's come out. So we're going to give it a shot, which I have to anyways, because Millie gets, if there's one thing that does not come out of kids' clothes, no matter how much spray you use, it's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, what a crime.
I know. So, but apparently this like gets this specific brand is amazing and everyone swears by it. And it's expensive. It's like $30.
Oh, I'm
like
sure.
A bottle.
Do you use OxyClean?
No. The one I think I have is spray and wash.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the OxyClean a lot. I've been using it for a while. But
yeah.
I don't know how well it works on already washed in
stains. Yeah, it's just like my washing machine sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's an old washing machine. I've always had so many issues with it. It doesn't get stains out. So I'm just like, It's fine.
You just need to wear an apron or a bib.
I just need to wear, like, black clothes. I can't wear clothes that have color because then I always end up staining them.
That's true.
That's just my life.
Or just like, only eat clear foods.
Okay, well, coffee's
isn't there a celebrity that does that?
Probably.
That is so funny. It's probably like a Kardashian, because you know they have like their all white houses. And...
Did you see the Crumble reviews that people were doing on TikTok of their cookies?
Also, why is there a partnership with Crumble? Like,
I don't know what's happening. Dying. Oh my God. There were so many. And everyone was bashing, I think it was Courtney's, because mm-hmm. she did like a flourless cake.
Yes.
And
everyone's like, does this look like it will taste good? No.
But people who've had like flourless cake are like, this tastes fine, because people are just, they expect going into it to be full of sugar like the other cookies are, mm-hmm. and it's not. So everyone was like, this is disgusting. But I watched someone's video. They're like, this tastes good. It tastes like flourless cake.
Yeah. Well, it's also like compared to other Crumble cookies, which are so sweet.
I'm not going to lie. I don't get the hype of Crumble.
Me either.
I don't.
Like, me either.
I tried it a couple times, and mm-hmm. every time I'm like, this is kind of disappointing. I'm like, we spent $8 on one cookie. That's not even worth it.
And I like having a little bite of each to try them.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm like, okay, I had enough. They're like too sweet.
Full of sugar. It's just too much. Like, don't get me wrong. I like my sweets.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like,
there's so many other better cookie places, like Insomnia Cookies.
Ooh. I don't think I've tried Insomnia
Cookies. I love me a chocolate chip cookie. I know. So,
that's why I like Eric's cookies.
A warm one with, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Ugh, Eric's cookies.
I know. He made sourdough cookies last week.
Sourdough cookies.
Because he's trying. He's like in his sourdough era slowly. Yeah. He hasn't mm-hmm. done much. He's been busy. But like he was feeding his starter.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do that, you get like a discard.
Yeah.
And there's so many recipes that people have made with like the sourdough discards. So you're not just like chucking it away.
Mm-hmm.
So he did sourdough chocolate chip cookies. And
were they good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never had sourdough cookies. I liked the sourdough bagels he made though. Those were good.
They were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a wonderful tattoo yesterday. I made the appointment a month ago when I thought I would have money that I should be spending on a tattoo. And then, alas, I do not. But still went to that appointment and, wow, I look so cool.
You do.
It's a little – I feel like I need to just –
tattoo.
Yeah, like I just need to like revamp my whole personality to match this tattoo because I'm not cool enough.
I need to be more of a bitch.
Every time I'm like, I am not a person who should be covered in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not edgy enough. I used to be in my youth. Anyway, also I have another question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that men listen to this podcast?
Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. Eric listens to it sometimes.
Okay, I love that. I feel like there's probably a few.
Yeah.
Also, I think we could probably find this out with our demographics, but
probably
this brings me to my point of, so I met a boy and not like organically, he was coming to give me a painting quote anyway. And we started talking about books. I don't know how every one of these people who comes to my house, I just find out their entire life stories. Like, I don't know. All my friends say I'm a bitch, but apparently strangers think that I'm very friendly and approachable. Anyway, exactly. So we started talking about books and he loved Verity. And I was like, girl, what?
That's so random. I feel like Colleen Hoover's not like, and he wasn't a gay man?
No.
Yeah, that's all right.
He was a pretty boy.
Okay.
He might be listening because he did start following us on TikTok when I told him I have a book podcast and that we covered Verity. So I don't know. If he's here, hello, sorry, the painting was way too expensive, but I hope you like the episode on Verity. Anyway, yeah, so if you're a guy who listens, please let us know.
Shout us out.
We accept some men, so...
There's some pre-qualifications.
Yeah, like, listening to this podcast is a good pre-qualification. So,
must believe in women's rights.
Must believe that women are people. Let's start there. The bar is in hell. The bar is literally in hell. Okay. Anyway, let's get to it.
All right.
So as we know, Kelsey in school is not the voracious reader that Kelsey before school was, but I do have two non-pod reads. And actually, wait, was book club this month? No. Was it in March? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I can't remember. Like, that's how crazy, like, time is right now.
Well, if it was this month, good for me that I read five books. That can't be right. Anyway, okay.
Now so you're trying to like remember.
I'm like, I have literally no idea. Could have been. It could have been. Anyway.
Well, book club book though was God of the Woods, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't an extra book. And that was definitely last month.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, I was trying to get myself a little extra, but that's fine. So first, I read Graveyard Shift. Actually, I listened to it by M.L. Rio. I didn't love this. I listened to the audiobook, so I did like there was a bunch of different characters and they all had different narrators.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that part. But the whole mystery they were trying to uncover just like wasn't that interesting. So I didn't really care for them to get the results.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to read If We Were Villains by this same author. Have
you
heard of this? No.
I feel like that surprised me. I feel like you would have read that one by now. It's been on my list, and I've seen so many people like talk about it before. So
it's come up so many times, and I've heard amazing things about it, and I definitely want to read it. I think I might move it up on my TBR because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this was also like a shorter... It wasn't really a novella, but it was shorter. So it just probably wasn't as like thought out as her other books, but I'll give the other one a try. And then obviously my favorite read of April was Vera Wong's Guide to Snooping on a Dead Man by Jesse Q. Satanto. You can never make me hate Vera Wong.
No. Was it so good?
It was so good. It's like the first one is better, obviously, but it's still so good. And I was nervous because, like, you know, my hopes were so high.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a very modern story. Vera decides she wants to go viral on the internet.
I love that.
And you know our Vera. It's just amazing. There's definitely a super dark undertone to some of the story, which I feel like there was in the first one, too.
There was.
But it delivers on, like, the diversity and Vera's witty humor. And I can't recommend this enough. If you're an audiobook person, have to listen to the audiobook.
I know. I'm going to do the audio. I started the second in the T.J. Clune.
Oh, okay.
I started Somewhere Beyond the Sea. So I'm going to listen. After I finish listening to that, I'm going to listen to the second Vera Wong.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they're good audios.
Mm-hmm. Because with the different characters and like the narrator, well, we've talked about this a million times. The narrator makes all the difference.
Truly.
And
truly.
Especially when they're like into it. I also, we'll talk about this on our episode, but I listened to First Time Caller.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I actually really liked it, the audiobook for that. So yeah, because my Libby hold didn't come in time. So I listened to it on Spotify Premium.
Nice.
All right. So what books did you read this month?
I read The Legacy by L. Kennedy, which is the fifth book in the Off-Campus series. And what it is, it's four separate novellas of the other four books, like all like the main characters and their relationships. So there was, so like part one was one couple, part two was another couple, the other, you know, so on and so mm-hmm. on. It was okay. I didn't think it was like anything special. I read it, but mm-hmm. I was just kind of like, all right. But she has other books now in that same universe, but like different characters.
Okay. So are they like standalones?
No, it's like another series. So I'll get to them eventually. Mm-hmm. It's like college. So it's not, doesn't do anything for me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm older now. I'll maybe still read them. But yeah, so I read that. I read, did you read Rock, Paper, Scissors by Alice Feeney?
Is that the new one?
No, it's old. I think it came out in like 2021.
Oh, I did maybe. Read it. Okay. This is the winter one where they're in the snowstorm and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. What
did
you
like it?
I did like it.
Okay.
You hated it.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I'll give credit, you know, due that it was, I couldn't put it down because I needed to know where the fuck this book was going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to it, and it was like an interesting twist. Like, don't get me wrong, the whole being...
No spoilers.
I know, I'm like trying not to give spoilers just in case people can read it. But I don't like how it was done, I think. Yeah. And it was just kind of like, I don't know.
Well, I just looked and I read it in 2022, so I wonder if that's why I liked it. Because it was like, I hadn't read as many. This was
actually like my first Alice Feeney book that I've read. I have a bunch. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I have the one that you lent me, and then I have like there's so many other ones I want to read. But I wasn't that impressed. But I have to give her credit because like she did keep me enthralled in that I needed to know what was happening.
Right.
But I don't know. And then it was just kind of weird. Then the ending was just weird. But
yeah, I feel like she's kind of a Ruth Ware to me.
Yeah.
Like her books are...
That's the kind of vibes I got.
Yes. Like they're consistently okay or good, mm-hmm. but never amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of how I feel about her.
But, yeah.
Okay.
And then my last two are like tied for favorites and they're both on different spectrums.
Okay, but so, I love this, two favorites.
The first is actually a series. It's a trilogy, so now I need to buy the other two, like, immediately. It was Caraval by Stephanie Garber. So it's so it's kind of like a fantasy book. And I think it's YA. It's YA. So there was definitely, like, chemistry between the two main characters, but it wasn't, like, overly, there was, like, absolutely no spice. But okay. it didn't even need it, to be honest. Like, I was very much into it. And it took me, like, a minute to get into it as well. I kind of went through, like, a reading slump for a little bit where, like, nothing was catching my attention. And then one day I just started this again, and then I could not put it down. And so I want to get Legendary, which is the second one, like, pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But this one was so, so good. It was kind of like the other book that I loved that I read earlier this year, or end of last year, the Phantasma book,
mm-hmm.
which was like the demons and like, it was kind of like a horror, super, super spicy. This one was kind of that. You enter into a game.
Okay.
And you have to, it's not really a bad game. Like people don't normally get murdered,
mm-hmm.
but like there was like a murder that happened at one point, but in like an old game, but it was fun. It was mm-hmm. a really, really fun read. So now like I really, really want to get the other two and read those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read Wild Side by Elsie Silver, which is one of the books I was really looking forward to that just came mm-hmm. out. And it was so good. This is another one. It's part of a series. You can read it as a standalone. You don't have to like read the other ones, but this one was, there's just something about when the main character of a romance novel is named Reese. If you remember, like, ACOTAR 2, like, every book that I've read that has the main dude is named Reese, it always is, like, amazing.
Also, I just feel like a dude named Reese sounds hot.
I know. And, like, so this book was just really good. The premise was the female main character, her sister dies and leaving behind, like, a 3-year-old. And she was next door neighbors with Reese, and she made Reese like the guardian of her son. And so like just turns into like this whole thing. It's a fake mm-hmm. marriage trope that obviously turns into like real marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you really like Elsie Silver.
I do. Like I really, really do. Like mm-hmm. I really loved her cowboy series. She has another cowboy series that I haven't read that I think I'm going to add now to my Kindle Unlimited, which mm-hmm. I love the Kindle Unlimited because now I can like read these books without like buying them. But I think I might actually, like, buy her series just to, like, have them because mm-hmm. I really actually enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because there's some authors, like Elle Kennedy. I don't really want to own those books. They were, like, a fun read. But Elsie mm-hmm. Silver, I really, really like her a lot. And also Liz Tomford, who mm-hmm. I'll talk about it when we do, like, the books coming up. But she's another one that I discovered on Kindle Unlimited that now I'm just, like, obsessed with.
Mm-hmm. Which is so great because then you can read basically their whole catalog. Because usually they put... Like, if they're on there with one of their books, most of their books are on there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really rare that they're, like, not... Like, Freda McFadden is completely all on Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, that's great. You had a good month.
I did.
Two favorites. All right. So, then let's get into upcoming releases, since you said you already have one that you're looking forward to.
Yeah. One is the Rewind It Back, which is the fourth and final in the Windy City series, which is those sports romances mm-hmm. that I like. is it the no, it's the fifth one. I lied. It's the fifth and final. So I'm really excited. That comes out the end of May.
Okay.
And then, oh, One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune comes out in like 3 days. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy that one. Like I own all her books. I'm going to buy that one.
Does she have any books without summer in the title?
Well, yeah, Meet Me at the Lake doesn't have summer in it.
Oh.
But it takes place like summer.
I think. I'm like, I'm thinking of, what book did we do?
Not Every Summer After. Or was it Every Summer After? No, it was.
No, it was. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
No, wait.
This summer will be different. This summer will be different. Every Summer After, One Golden Summer, and Meet Me at the Lake. She messed up. Wait, is Meet Me at the Lake the one that she didn't like?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's why.
I know.
That's why.
I know. She felt rushed into doing it.
She should have said, meet me in the summer, and then it would have been a good book.
At the Lake.
Yeah. Yeah. In like, the subtitle is like, At the Lake. Okay, well, so, we figured it out for her, so you're welcome, Carly Fortune.
Really, I'm definitely buying that one, like, because I own all her books, so I'm definitely gonna get that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her books are good, definitely good beach reads too, good summer reads.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because they're about the summer. I know.
Oh, anyway. I didn't buy her book yet. Emily Henry's new one. I want it, but I want to wait until it's on like the paperback because then like they match together. Because like I bought Happy Place, so I have it in hardcover, and so it often does like match up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to buy A Great Big Beautiful Life, but I want to wait until it's in paperback. So
because those look great on a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
They're the bright colors, like her covers, and they're so boring, her covers, but they just look so nice all together.
I know. Yeah. So those are the two that I saw.
Okay.
That I was really interested in. I saw like Alex North was coming out with a new one.
Yeah, there was a couple where I'm like, oh, these are authors that I know. Mm-hmm. And like Alex Finley.
Yeah.
He was coming out with a new one. But I was like, I'm not really excited about these. Kennedy Ryan is coming out with Can't Get Enough, which is the third in the Skyland series. So we covered the first in the series on the pod on episode 53. I looked it up. And we both really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't read the second one yet, but I will be. They're on Kindle Unlimited too, writing
style. I'm going to add those to my... Yeah,
And I'm sure that they're on Libby with like... The second one probably doesn't have a very long wait. So I loved her writing style for a romance. I thought she was great. So I'm excited about this one. And then, so when I was looking at the Goodreads list of like the May books coming out, the first one was a Freida McFadden book. And I'm like... Shocker, she's got another one coming out. And I read the description because I'm like, oh, let me see what book this is going to resemble. but the description actually sounded kind of good. And I realized I'm just a hater. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you're a hater, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Because I can't get into it.
I know. But then I feel like her books are good if you're in a reading slump.
I agree, because they're nice and quick, easy reads. And like 100%. They're like
twisty and entertaining and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely get you back into reading. So
I agree.
Listen, everyone's got a purpose. You know what I mean? Yeah. So not too many that I'm super excited about, obviously.
Which like speaking of two, did you see that like Blake Lively did an interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers the other night?
Yeah.
And
I didn't watch it, but I saw some clips this morning. I didn't watch
it
either,
but I've seen like the memes about it, or like not really memes, but like the Instagram posts where they like kind of like take pieces of it and everything. So I didn't actually watch it, so I can't say really anything, but I don't know. It's the whole situation is just kind of insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to Johnny Depp her career, or already has, because I don't know that anyone's going to want to work with her now.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if her side of the story is accurate and Justin Baldoni's isn't, it just got like super messy.
That's the thing. It's like, if what she's saying is true, we are completely missing the point of that. Like we are completely missing sexual harassment, like all these things, because all of this other shit is in the way and is clouding it. And like, so for, you know, women who have felt that, especially women in Hollywood, like the message is being overshadowed by her personality or by the publicity. Like it's just so crazy. And I feel like the more that people read into it, obviously, like you could read into anything. Like,
yeah,
they're showing interactions with her and Anna Kendrick on the Simple Favor 2. Like, they're doing their their press tour or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, just showing the body language of them, like, not liking each other. Or Blake was wearing, like, really high heels, and Anna Kendrick is super small. So someone was like, oh, she definitely did that on purpose to, like make her look small. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, maybe, but also, like, Lively always wears heels. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's
one of those scenarios now where it's unraveled, mm-hmm. and she's shown a side of herself that now people are really going to dig into, mm-hmm. and try to exploit it in mm-hmm. a sense. Or, mm-hmm. like you said, read into situations that what they think is there, like, actually isn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so hard because obviously we don't want to negate what she's saying or say mm-hmm. that these, you know, like, allegations aren't real, because you don't want it to be another, like, Amber Heard situation. Do yeah. I think that both of them were wrong, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? 100%. But mm-hmm. she came out looking like this complete lunatic villain.
Especially coming out against, like, Johnny Depp, who is, like, a Hollywood heartthrob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so obviously people were on his side, but it's sad because mm-hmm. they were both in an abusive relationship.
Yep.
And her, like, life is ruined. Her career is ruined. So
I know. 100%.
But, yeah, I mean, I've been keeping up with it just like that, like, clips on the internet mm-hmm. and stuff, because it just, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is.
So, other than that, like, there's been a whole bunch of news recently of, like, castings for the Suzanne Collins book, mm-hmm. For Colleen Hoover's new book that's going to be a movie.
There's, like, so many Colleen Hoovers. I didn't realize, like, how many were actually being made. Like, I didn't realize that,
like, all of them.
Him, which I read and I really liked. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in that. But there's, like, a lot. And it's great. Like, I'm really still so happy that the book world has just skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems now like almost every single book that's good. Emily Henry has 5 movie adaptations.
How many books does she even have?
6.
Oh my God.
7.
Okay. And I love this for them.
This was number 7.
But it's one of those things where the more that there is, there's, like, obviously not all of them are going to be as good as the other. And
if we're going to be more, like, indie.
Yeah.
Some might have a bigger film production behind them. So it's just, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, if we're talking about all these books becoming movies, can I throw a couple books in there that I'd like to be turned into movies? Ashley Winstead, In My Dreams I Hold a Knife, please. Oh my
God, that would literally be amazing.
I would love it. Any Riley Sager book, please. I'd just like mm-hmm. to see it. I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. I have a long list. If anyone is curious of, if anyone's bored and needs an idea of a book to make it to a movie, mm-hmm. I got ideas. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything by TJ Klun. I know that we're not, shouldn't be supporting him financially, but his characters are so cute. And anyway,
so let's talk at Instagram.
Yeah, I don't have any other book news.
No. I need to do a better job of, because I'll read it and then I'll forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have my little notes app.
I know. And
that I try to keep up with.
I have it and then I don't do it. And, like, mm-hmm. I keep doing that. I'm like, there's so many things that I think of and I'm like, oh, I need to write this down. And then I don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I throw my phone into the ocean and I'm just like, it's fine.
Well, it's a good thing that I've been writing down a little bit. I've definitely forgotten a lot of the TV I've watched, but this brings me into our TV, because do you know that Million Dollar Secret was this past month?
I forgot to write that down.
That's what I'm saying. It was literally the beginning of the month.
I knew there was another show that I watched, and I was like, I need to start, as soon as I start something, just immediately jot mm-hmm. down to my notes app. Because
mm-hmm.
then well, I forget.
It feels like Million Dollar Secret was 6 months ago.
I know.
But yeah, it was this past month, so we both watched it. What did you think?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
It was an interesting premise, but then I think it got too obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, when they did the whole, oh God, I can't remember, the Phil?
Mm-hmm.
The black guy?
Mm-hmm.
Was his name Phil?
Yeah.
When his thing was horror movie, when they said, oh, you have to make someone scream, and then the clue that came from the host or whatever was, oh, a famous horror movie. And I'm like, okay, that's like way too obvious.
Way too obvious.
Like, I don't like that. I don't, that was just too
and
much.
And all of the clue, like, I know at the end she lied about having sisters, but the clue of like, has two sisters.
But that was so smart of her.
Oh, so smart of her. And that's why she deserved to win.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy she won.
All of the other clues were so obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't like that either. I thought it was
unfair. It needs to be a little
unfair.
Bit tougher, mm-hmm. I think. But it was an interesting premise. I did like the game. Mm-hmm.
And
I love
think,
the host. Apparently yeah, he's like an funny. Actor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's funny.
I think they'll definitely do another season and then they'll be able to fix some of that stuff. I mean, my issue is that they're kind of trying to compare it with Traitors. It's not
Traitors. Yeah, of course. It's Netflix's version of Traitors.
Yeah. Calm down. You're never going to be Traitors, you know? No. And speaking of, did you finish Traitors UK?
I was just going to say, wait, I also did that this month.
So I finished it. It's definitely like my least favorite season just because it wasn't like an amazing ending.
I liked
the Traitors. I loved Mina. I loved Linda.
I was hoping that she was going to get it. I was really rooting for Mina to get to the end because I think that she was a good candidate for
it. She was a great traitor. And also the girl that got added, what was her name?
Charlotte.
I kind of wish she was a traitor from the beginning because that girl was cutthroat.
I know. I wasn't expecting that.
She was savage.
Attitude shift from her when she
became.
I feel bad for Freddy, though. Like, they made Freddy a traitor. Like, and he was not good at it.
No, I'm excited for everyone to watch it back and realize that he wasn't a traitor that whole time. That one girl was so mean and targeting him.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, or I don't remember her name. Livy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, you know, it wasn't great. I mean, I always like the show because I always like the whole social game that leads up to it. Mm-hmm. But the ending was just kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
And they did that other girl dirty, Frankie.
I was pissed that they voted her
that
out.
That was fucked up. Especially because she was like, talking like as a mother, blah, blah, blah. Like, not that I think
she
you should do that.
But still, like, she was such a good friend to everyone in the house. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a game. Like, I completely get that. But she showed no signs remotely of being a traitor. So why would you do that? I don't know.
Yeah, that was very weird. But whatever. The show was good.
Mm-hmm.
No one can also make me hate traitors, so.
No. And both hosts of the UK and the US are so good.
I know. I love them both in their own ways.
I know.
Other than that, Battle Camp.
I really liked Battle Camp.
I loved Battle Camp.
Didn't like the ending because I don't think Lorenzo deserved it. I was rooting for Georgia or QT. So I think the ending needs to be kind of switched around a little bit. But I thought it was Trey was like a cat with 9 lives. He kept somehow avoiding it. So like I was a little bummed that he didn't make it to the final. Like I was hoping that it was in on his name. I know. That was like what I was kind of hoping for. But no, it was actually really fun. I liked it.
Yeah,
could
I
use
really
a little
liked
work.
It too.
Could use
but
a little
also,
work.
I mean, they were really putting that Netflix budget to work with
did
all
you
the...
know who the host is?
He's a football player, right?
He's a Tennessee Titans football player.
Is he?
Taylor
okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
He kept tearing his ACL, so they finally were like, he finally was like retired, but he was one of my favorite football players on the team.
He was cool. I liked him. And then he did some stuff with Barstool after that, right?
Yeah, he has a podcast. Him and Will Compton.
Everyone has a podcast.
I know. Everyone has a podcast, but him and Will Compton have one. I used to listen to it. I don't listen to it anymore, but I used to.
Yeah. No, I liked him. I loved how authentically summer camp it was.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It was just,
and those
it was so cool.
Brutal. When they had to eat, like, the tarantula and the cockroach, I was like, couldn't be me. Mm-mm. Put me on the wheel.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, the first episode, they showed the wheel, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to hate this. This is so stupid. But then I ended up really liking it. Like, the fact that someone with their name on there once could
go home. When Gabby went home, I was actually really bummed about that
I was upset because I really, I'm a
cheer girl.
Cheer girly. Yeah, but I loved Gabby. And, oh, Tony was on the Reality Receipts podcast, and he was saying that Netflix didn't show like how flirty she was being with him. She was like sitting on his lap and like kissing his forehead and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, I wonder if that's true. I'm sure I don't know. But apparently Gabby's with a new guy. She's not with the guy she was dating.
Oh, she's not on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she's like with like some baseball player or something.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't fact check that. That's what Tony said. So God knows. But anyway, yeah, no, I was sad when she went home. And then, like you said, it needs a little bit of work. The ending definitely needs work. There needs to be, like, a different way.
I don't think that was... Because I don't know. Like, I feel like I get it. Like, he definitely... I don't know. He just didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
It wasn't really...
Yeah, I wasn't, like, mad that he won.
No.
But I wasn't rooting for him to win.
I almost wish, like, it would be, like, split instead. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, one sole winner. Like, I wish, like, whoever makes it. Like
yeah, well, that's the crazy part is that they play as a team almost the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, it doesn't matter.
Didn't love that it went to one single person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there should have been maybe more ways to get your name on the wheel or maybe just get rid of the wheel. I don't know. But I'm sure they will do another season. I love these shows, obviously, where they pull from all the different universes, but Perfect Match is so cheesy and horrible. Mm-hmm. This is like what I'm looking for. And the fact that they're pulling people from Selling the OC, from Cheer, from all of these shows. And when I was listening to Love to See Its recap, they're like, the moral of the story is that these people from Too Hot to Handle can do anything. Like they are good on every damn show. Georgia, amazing. Uh-huh. Louis, everyone loved him. Like, it's just crazy.
So I'm like, and I like them better on this than in like the Too Hot to Handle.
Oh yeah. Cause universe. It's all just so like,
yeah,
cheesy and over sexualized. Yeah. And I mean, I could have done with a little more, like showmances
there
and
were, like,
drama.
None.
Yeah. It was
there
just
was, like,
Brie and Louie. Mm-hmm. And then they freaking left the same night. Yeah, so.
And that was like a weird one. Like I felt like,
yeah,
it was like almost like not premeditated, but they clearly had some kind of fling.
Yeah, because they knew each other. They were attracted to each other. And then they, like, were there for 2 days. And then she's like, can't wait to leave with Louis. And I'm like,
yeah, that was a little weird.
Like, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, what else?
White Lotus finished up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. Really, really good. But then there's, like, the lore that Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood, like, unfollowed each other after the show. So now people are speculating that they had, like, an affair or something. And I don't know.
That's a jump.
Yeah, like, that's kind of wild. So I don't really know exactly, like, what happened. But I love them both, respectively.
And the internet is such a dark fucking place.
Yeah,
people unfollow, like, each other and now they're having an affair.
Like, this is the one reason why I don't think I ever would want to become famous. Because your entire life is just under, like, a petri dish. And people will dig.
Oh, yeah.
And find out whatever they can about
it. And
you.
I do not think before I speak, so I would be fucked. Well,
but yeah, the finale was really good. I can't wait for season 4. I feel like it got like a 4 and a 5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But it definitely, there's definitely a season 4.
Yeah.
And I think there was one more show that I wrote down. Oh, Black Mirror. I watched the new episodes of Black Mirror.
Okay.
Did not watch the last one, which was like the follow-up to USS Callister, which was 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
The spaceship one. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that one yet, but I watched all the other ones.
Okay.
And
it's on my list. I'm really excited for it. It was like, good?
Yeah, and it's just fucked because, especially in like the world we're living in now, not even like just like Trump's America, like in general, how much AI and, like, the electronic part of the world, like, this shit could actually happen is
100%
scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Before it felt, like, when the show first started, it felt so much more like, wow, this is, like, very far in the future. And now it's, like, this could literally happen at any moment.
Yeah, I know. But they were good. They were really good.
Okay.
Good cast. Good casting, as per usual.
Yeah.
So.
Of course.
But.
Yeah, I'll be watching that this month. And also, you came out with the last season.
I might wait until they're all on there.
I think I'm going to also, because
I
told you I was rewatching season 4 because I just forgot. I remember that I didn't really like season 4.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah. So hopefully season five is good, but I've been watching The Valley and oh my gosh, Heather, I just feel like, yes, we're best friends.
You're just a Bravo girly now.
You're just missing this huge chunk of my life. I know. And I'm not saying to watch The Valley, because in order to watch The Valley, you have to go back and watch all of Vanderpump, because the lore starts with Vanderpump.
I know. Which is
you have to definitely do Summer House.
I'm going to do Summer House.
Yeah, you have to do Summer House. But The Valley is so fucking dark. Like, everyone is talking about it. It's like one of the darkest seasons on Bravo. But also, the guy who created it, who's created a bunch of other shows on Bravo, he's like, this is the best second season of any show I've ever worked on. And I'm like, it's just, the first season was kind of boring because it's all of these couples who are just like, basically like, were on Vanderpump type things when they're younger. Mm-hmm. And then now they're married and they move to the Valley mm-hmm. and they have their kids and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, great, but whatever. Like, you know, mm-hmm. the drama was Bravo drama. Now they're all getting divorces. Ooh. There's drug problems. There's rehab. There's
wow.
Oh, it's so juicy. But also just like a car crash. You can't look away. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So yeah, that's anyone else who's a Bravo person knows the.
I know. I like.
It's
I
hard.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I'll ever watch The Housewives.
Yeah,
I don't think that would do anything for me. But I feel like I would like Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
So
the problem with The Housewives is that there's so many and there's so many seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I wouldn't even recommend that to someone who doesn't watch Bravo. Summer House and Vanderpump, 100%.
Yeah.
But, and then there's also another spin-off, Vanderpump Villa, which I do have to watch because the second
that's like
season
on Hulu,
that,
right?
Yeah, that just came out. So I'll watch that next month.
And then was there kind of like a spinoff to Summer House, Southern Charm? Is that what it's called?
Yes. It's not a spinoff, but they did have like crossover episodes.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Which I tried to watch Southern Charm. I did not like it. Mm. I thought it was very boring. I watched the reunions just to like keep up with it because there was crossover. But yeah, I didn't love it. I like Summer House better. This season is really good. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll join this part of my life eventually.
I will. I'm getting there.
Also, you're the one who got me back into Survivor during COVID, so.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Seriously.
I'm just kidding.
The amount of times I text you, like, why are people not watching Survivor?
And also, I got you into, like, reality dating TV shows. More so.
More so. Like, the Love Islands and stuff.
And, like,
because
Temptation Island.
Because I was watching, like, the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
of course,
OG
no.
ones.
Yeah,
and I was always an MTV girly, but I'm glad you got me into Love Island.
And like Temptation Island.
I'm also not glad you got me into Love Island because why is it on 4 days a week?
I know, which actually UK should be starting up soon. I think it starts in like June.
I hope it's going to be good
because
last
two
season
seasons.
Wasn't great.
Well, now they do All Stars, which I don't like All Stars. Mm-hmm. I actually don't like it. Bring them back like randomly onto normal seasons. I think mm-hmm. that's fun. But yeah, so they do like the All Stars, and then so they should be doing just like the normal Love Island. It usually starts in like June, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be fun. No, you've definitely exposed
me to
more.
And that one should be on Hulu.
Yes.
Because Peacock did the All Stars, but I think that
yes, Peacock does
Love
All
Island
Stars
does
and
Hulu.
US.
Yeah.
And US should be did it already
probably
film?
June as well.
Okay. Yeah. Because I saw that.
Did you see that like stupid thing they're doing with the people from last season? Like they're just trying to milk the profit as much as they can. But I don't
think
it's gonna be good.
Like it feels like I'm not excited for it.
I don't even know when I'll watch it.
Beyond the Villa.
Yeah.
Beyond the Villa. I think they waited too long.
I think so
that,
too.
Like I would have cared
if it was like a month or two after.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still gonna watch it.
So, like, I don't want to watch it.
Man, Rob, his Instagram.
I know he's too young.
Traps, like, please do not take a photo with your shirt off and a snake around your neck. Anyway, no, yeah, he's too young.
I know they all are. Young. I know. I like feel like that sometimes. I'm like watching. I'm like, I should not think that this 22-year-old is attractive.
Oh my gosh, the Irwin boy. I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, sir, why are you in your underpants?
How old is Dylan Efron?
That's a good question. I want to know? No, he's definitely
late 20s for sure. Early, maybe early 30s. Watch, he's like 25.
He's 33.
Oh, good.
Okay, oh my perfect. Gosh. Now I can get married to him. Crazy. Yeah. Even though he has a girlfriend who he's like going to propose to or something. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Any other TV?
No, that was it. Our usual, like Survivor and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Survivor's still going, but
that'll probably be talked about next month because the finale.
Yeah,
because
it'll be the finale.
Month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So movies, I went to go see Sinners in the theater.
Oh, how was that? I really want to see that.
You got to see it. It was so good. I was going to wait because you know that it's going to be on streaming in a month, but it is going to have a longer run in the theater because it's doing so well. Also, I'm really happy I saw it in the theater because like you need the big screen.
Yeah, I've heard people so are like fucking obsessed good. With it.
Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't know what to expect. I hadn't even seen a trailer. I just saw that Michael B. Jordan was in a horror movie that was doing really well. And I'm like, great, I'm going to go to the movies and see it. It was amazing. Like the cinematography, the music. I just loved it. At first I was like, what is with these movies, especially horror movies lately, casting twins with one person?
Like, who else did that?
The monkey with Theo James.
Oh, I didn't know that was a twin.
Yeah, so he was a twin. And I'm like, are there no twin actors? Did we lose Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen and now we have no one left?
Yeah.
But I also don't care because Michael B. Jordan.
I know.
Is so fine.
He's so fine.
And when he was younger, he was like hot, like fuckboy hot. Now he's like older and just like sexier.
He's aging wonderfully.
Oh, man. And you get double him. It was great. But yeah, I mean, the movie's great. It's about, it is a horror movie, but it's also about like Jim Crow South and prohibition and racism.
Well,
and
it's
all
Ryan
this.
Coogler who directed it. Mm-hmm. And so, you Incredible. Know, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did a great job. There's this one scene in the middle that is just like one of the best scenes I've seen in a movie in a long time. And it was kind of, I was listening to this, podcast that did a review of the movie, and they're like, this scene with any other director would have been cheesy or like overdone, but it was great. So I highly recommend seeing it. I'm definitely gonna watch it again as soon as it comes back to streaming, or as soon as it comes to streaming, because it was
wonderful.
It was great. Yeah. Any movies for you this month?
No.
We never
April
have any
went
movies.
By so
I know.
Fast. I don't know. I don't know where the time goes. And it's just, and now like Millie stays up later. So like, I don't really get alone time until like 8:30 at
night.
And
you're too tired.
I'm just exhausted. I've just been exhausted. I don't know what is going on. I'm just constantly tired.
You need some vitamin D.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Well, you'll start getting out for your walks.
Yeah, I've got a couple weather's so nice. Far. Although it's going to rain now for like 7 days straight. So
of course.
That's fun.
So we'll be depressed for the next week. That's fine.
But it's going to be beautiful. Like, but we need the rain, you know, because we had that huge wildfire. So.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But, all right. So podcasts. What podcasts are we listening to?
Again, I didn't write any of them down, but I did want to shout out the morning announcements one that I recommended to you, which is like really good. It's from Sammy at Betches Media. And it's like, she does like these 5-6 minute podcasts Monday through Friday in the morning with quick little like news snippets. And she's so funny and snarky. And like, I love it.
Love it. Yeah.
And it's good because like, I do still listen to Pod Save America, but they throw a lot of like information at you. Whereas Sammy does like quick little headlines and then talks a little bit about it. And then that's it. So you kind of at least have an idea. And then that way, when I listen to Pod Save America, I kind of already know about it a little bit. And now I'll just get more information from them.
No, I'm super happy you told me about that one. Because especially with this administration, 3,000 things happen in one day. So like, if you take one day off of the internet or Pod Save America, you're missing a lot. So the fact that like every morning I listen to it, cause I'm like,
me too.
Oh, I didn't have a chance to get on the internet yesterday. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And she just summarizes all of it. And I mean, I don't know what the hell she was talking about before Trump got into office, because like, it was probably like a 1 minute recap before, But yeah, it's great. I really like that. Also, we talked about this at book club. Anyway, Maintenance Phase had a 2-episode, like, little mini series about Richard Simmons. And I learned about this because our friends were talking about it at book club. And, like, I didn't know that I wanted to hear about more about Richard Simmons, but I did.
Is it good? Because I didn't listen to it.
It's good. It's very sad. It's very sad. But it's really well done. They did a great job. And there was a lot of things that I just didn't know about him, because obviously he's, like, before our time type thing
when I know,
he was, like,
popular. My mom had so many of his workout videos.
Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, such an icon. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I just discovered this new podcast. It's pretty new. I think there's, like, 5 or 6 episodes. But anyone who knows me knows that I'm obsessed with asking people their last meal.
Yeah, you are.
I ask you guys, all of my friends, periodically, because it changes.
Mm-hmm.
I ask any new person I've met, everyone. I'm just obsessed with people's last meals. So this podcast is called Last Meals.
Oh my God.
And the host has celebrities come on and say what their last meal would be, and then they eat the food together.
Oh shit.
While they're like just chatting and so like bullshitting. Like exactly. It's giving the same vibe. So he had Chase and Kelsey, Post Malone. The new episode I didn't listen to is Brenda Song. But it's so funny because like Jason Kelsey's episode, he doesn't know that there's a budget on last meals, okay? Because this man is like, wings from this place, pancakes from this place, stuff from here, and then my mom's like biscuit recipe or something. But it's really fun because they like talk about the food, but then they're just like talking about other nonsense.
I love that. I'm gonna add that to my queue. Yeah, because that sounds fun.
I like it because it's just, you know, it's like such a random thing, but
yeah,
so my vibe.
I love that.
All right, so any other podcasts that you remember that you forgot to write down?
No, and I don't know that any had, like, any lasting impressions on me this month. I feel like I actually didn't even listen to as many as I would have liked to this month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the morning announcements one is probably the one that stood out the most.
Yeah, oh, definitely. All right. Anything else that we need to catch up on
before we dive
right into May?
Think so, but I promise that I'm going to take more meticulous notes in the month of May.
We're going to revisit this conversation when next mm-hmm. month you say I was going to, but I forgot.
Going to do my best.
You're going to text me like, oh, I started watching blah, blah, and be like, did you add it to your notes app?
I know, literally.
Yeah, so other than that, we have some exciting stuff coming up soon. We're going to have some new types of episodes. We're going to be trying out some new things to see what you guys think, if you like it, if you have ideas for us, recommendations for us. We're open.
Right.
Because we're not busy enough. You know what I mean?
I know.
My eyes twitching. My eyes literally twitching. Okay.
Literally.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you this month. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also, go and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We're on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcalfpod. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye. Bye.